Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Can I just ask you guys, how the hell can a United States senator go 85 days without being in the public eye? Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell still has yet to be seen. He spent most of the past 85 days in a DC hospital, and now nobody really knows where he is. He's entirely MIA. He's missing in action. He's no longer in the main hospital. He was in the rehabilitation unit for a while. He's reportedly been moved out of that, but nobody's seen him in or out of his DC home in over 2 to 3 months. His neighbors haven't seen anyone in or out. So the Kentucky senator is missing. Poof, he's gone. He's vanished. And it's maybe for the better, because he's kind of dug American politics into a deeper and deeper hole over the past decade. But as a 23-year-old, I kind of want to see American politics return to a time when politicians are held accountable. I don't know if we've ever fully, truly had that time. But right now, politicians' incentives are so distorted that they want to cling on to power no matter what. Even when they're 86 years old and barely alive, they're clinging on to power. Even when they have to take money from AIPAC, therefore taking unpopular positions within the party, they want to cling on to power. They take money from certain lobbyists, special interest groups, they cling on to power no matter what, because their incentive is to get reelected rather than helping the American people. That needs to change. Mitch McConnell needs to get out of office. He has not been seen. Mitch McConnell's vanishing act hits new milestone. We are 85 days in. Even Fox News commentators are like, yo, this is crazy.
I'll say it. If he does not come back in September, he needs to step down. Enough of this already. How many months has it been since we've even heard from him directly? I don't want to see, you know, proof of life photos from a hospital bed anymore. He needs to get in front of a microphone and prove that he can do this job. And if he can't, he needs to step aside, period. That's it. We got to go.
Very, very well said, honestly. It should apply to both sides. And I'm happy to hear Republicans saying Mitch McConnell can't just disappear for 85 days. It's already worrying enough that the president of the United States is nonstop posting AI imagery that he likely thinks is real. People in my comments and my emails sometimes say, Adam, why do you keep repeating yourself and revisiting Trump's Truth Social? Because this is batshit insane. This is the president of the United States posting wartime propaganda that's AI. It says, bye-bye, Karg. Then it's him with two like Megatron robots behind him. It says, they will dream of us forever. It's one step away from Nazi propaganda, just AI slop of him sitting on a throne. This is absurd. Does nobody else see our president melting down like this while gas prices increase, while inflation increases and skyrockets? Let's continue. Someone asks, did Mitch McConnell die on June 4th on the Senate floor? No living person can sit still for 20 hours. Have you guys seen this clip of Mitch McConnell reportedly sitting still for 20 hours straight? I want you to pay attention to a few key things here. But first, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want more, make sure you hit the like button below and make sure you're subscribed. I will be debating conservative commentator CJ Pearson in Nashville on September 12th. So if you live in or around Nashville, buy some tickets below. Come see me debate. It's going to be great. And let's continue with this right here. This guy right here, who is pushing Mitch McConnell around in the wheelchair, will come back into play later in the video because he gets confronted and has nothing to say. But first, watch Mitch McConnell right here. The white blob, you can see his white hair. I apologize, the quality's not great. But this is a speed run. It's a sped up video of 20 hours on the Senate floor. Throughout the 20 hours, you see that Mitch McConnell and his wheelchair driver barely move for hours on the Senate floor. You see Mitch McConnell just still, entirely still. And then you see down here, his wheelchair driver also staying oddly still. This is not looped. This is not repeated. This is the raw video of 20 hours. I'm sorry that it is switching back and forth, but you should be able to keep track of them both right here at the top. And then every time the camera switches back, they're still up here. Mitch McConnell is just simply not moving as everybody's moving. Then down here, you see Mitch McConnell not moving again. I feel like an auctioneer commentating over this, but it's just absurd. People are wondering, did he die? What is happening here? And why is his wheelchair guy also not moving whatsoever? Well, I want you to watch this clip from Epistemic Crisis where he breaks down what was going on day 80. Reminder, today's day 85.
Mitch McConnell is back. Well, he will be back on September 14th. Where the fuck is Mitch McConnell? Find out in the latest episode of my new hit series. Is Mitch McConnell still with us? No. Turtle Watch Day 80. It's been reported that Mitch McConnell is expected to show back up in the Senate on the 14th of this month to cast the tie-breaking vote among the Agricultural Committee in the Senate. They are deadlocked, 11-4, 11 against, and they need a tie-breaking vote from none other than Rigor Tortoise himself. This is for the farm bill that they have held up in committee because he's not there. All these farmers that are drowning, one rancher a week in Texas declares bankruptcy, loses their ranch. And the farm bill with all the relief packaging and aid in it is held up by this asshat. So he's supposed to show up and vote to break that tie and push that bill to the president's desk. Or maybe back to reconciliation or whatever the fuck they have to do. They only work 30 days a year anyway. Who gives a shit? The fuck around and find out. Just, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, I tell you. So follow Mike Nellis, if you don't mind, especially on YouTube. He's doing great reporting on this.
I agree. Mike Nellis is a great friend of the show. To continue right here, this is Mitch McConnell's wheelchair staffer pusher being confronted on this exact thing, where Mitch McConnell is. As just a reminder, the Mitch McConnell wheelchair pusher is the guy seen in this video right here. He helps escort him around. It's like a body man. Imagine Natalie Harp, but not the obsession. Like, this is a normal position for somebody to have. It's nothing against this guy. Like, it's a normal position for somebody to be a body man, an aide, especially to a senior politician. But at the end of the day, I think it is very, very odd that this guy is now covering up for Mitch McConnell's health. The very same guy who was frozen on the Senate floor with Mitch McConnell and who was pushing Mitch McConnell around nonstop. He is then asked directly to his face where Mitch McConnell is.
Hello, sir. Any status update on Mitch McConnell? Have you spoken to him today? Have you seen him? Are you treating him medically? Are you related to him? Do you work for him? Were you visiting him? Anything? Anything at all? Nothing at all, sir. No comment.
Absolutely nothing from this coward. Absolutely nothing from these people that are pushing Mitch McConnell all the time. Here's Scott Jennings, who said he called Mitch McConnell being pressed.
They can't have the ability to possess or build a nuclear
weapon.
Which
is great, because at the beginning of this war and now, the U.S. intelligence community has assessed that they did not want one. They weren't building one. They didn't have one.
Well, that's not what their negotiators told Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner when they
went to the intelligence. Do you not believe the intelligence agencies?
All right.
Do you not believe the president's son-in-law
is on board? I don't believe you had a phone call with Mitch McConnell. I'll tell you that. I don't believe you had a 20-minute phone call with Mitch McConnell. And I don't believe a lot of people do.
You sound like a garden variety conspiracy theorist.
We are not going to change the subject in the middle of this.
How is he? Have you talked to him lately?
Next for us, ICE arrests are soaring across.
I mean, it's absurd that they're going to sit there and continue to gaslight the American people and say Mitch McConnell is real. I want to one more time play this video from friend of the show Good Liars of this MAGA supporter. These are the types of people that are being tricked and lied to on Donald Trump's Truth Social. Again, he's posting batshit insane stuff, and it leads to these outcomes.
How would you rate the job that Donald Trump's done thus far in his second term?
I think he's done fabulous, and I think it's a third term, by the way. He's awakening the country that has not been aware of the corrupt swamp and what they've been doing, the criminal corrupt, the D's, the Democrats.
And you said third term. Do you think he served a second term already?
I think he had full control while Biden was in office. I think President Trump, he had control of the military. He's a wartime president, if I'm not mistaken.
You are mistaken. He did not have control of the military while Biden was the president.
President Trump was in charge from 2021 to 2025?
He had control of the military, is my belief, and I do believe that. While Biden, he had to let Biden cheat. I mean, he knew it was going to happen, so he let him in. And Obama ran this place from the basement, we know. But Trump had control.
Wait, who was running it? If you're saying Trump was in charge, but Obama.
This is your brain on Truth Social.
Okay. So when Trump says he lost in 2020, but he was in charge of the military. How does that all work out?
Well, he didn't lose. We know it was stolen from him. But
all right, this is your brain. When you only consume Truth Social, Fox News, Donald Trump's AI slop, and you somehow have been gaslit into thinking that Mitch McConnell is totally fine and is going to rebound any day now. He's very clearly not okay. This is an old video, by the way, a very old video. We're going to keep demanding answers. He hasn't been seen in 85 days, and he's going to miraculously come back. Is he Jesus? We'll see. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.